have a dream.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Am I speaking with Sherry?
You are.
Hi, Sherry. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
So I'm calling regards to Diane. Did you guys receive a letter from the county assistance office yet?
Yes, and that is being worked on as we speak from my daughters getting the information.
So they requested, I'm sure, a lot of information in regards to, like, financials and things like that, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, any assistance that you may need, I'm here to help you. I don't want you guys doing it alone, so I'm here. If you need me to reach out, let me know as soon as all the paperwork is submitted. Do you have a date when you think all that would be?
My daughter's working on it today a little bit. It's only like, it's minimal, really, if you think about it, you know.
Right.
I guess she's going to submit it over the Compass account.
Okay.
Okay,
so
that's what we walked through last night, because the letter states that you can submit it. It has a phone number to call the lady, and I suggested to my daughter to call her, because she's in charge of my mom's finances. I am not.
Okay, got you. So what I'm just reading between the lines for a second. Someone's going to be doing this. Let me know as soon as the paperwork is submitted. Then I can go ahead and reach out to the county assistance office myself, and I can send out an email, make sure everything is getting submitted properly. So just keep me in the loop. I'll reach out to you again in the beginning of next week, and I'll go from there. All
right? Right. Okay. Well, I'm assuming, and I can talk to you. I'm assuming my mom will be financially eligible. She'll have a lot of money.
Okay. Do you know how much her income is monthly?
Roughly speaking, about $1,500 a month.
Okay, so we're good. And then her complete assets.
Which is nothing.
Okay.
She has
she
has a car. Ooh, ooby doo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No. So I think we're good. Anything comes up, let me know. And just remember, this is family first in case the county asks who we are working with, okay?
Okay, now I have a question. How does this all get paid for then, really?
Okay, so what we do is basically we're trying to see if she's approved by the waiver. It's like you're getting onto insurance, but it's different.
Okay.
It's like who's paying insurance, right? It's basically the state. What happens is once the county assistance gives us the green light, they have something called an authorization that they send to us. That authorization gives us permission to pay the caregiver.
Okay.
Essentially. And that's really what we're doing. We make sure that the caregiver has everything set up, her clock in, clock out, if there's any benefits, you know, that's the kind of thing that we work with.
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty.
Then the state pays for my mom to be taken care of in a home.
Yeah, it's kind of like, how would I put it? No, she pays nothing out of pocket. You guys pay absolutely nothing. This is a state-provided program. The reason why they created this is to keep people out of nursing homes.
Right.
So your mom, like, choosing somebody, it's kind of like a program that was initiated, like, 1980-something, and it's been, you know, been useful for so many people across.
I have tried to actually get into a program because I had a spinal stimulator put in like 5 years ago, and I tried to tell my youngest daughter, hey, you can get paid to take care of me for a little while. And she's like, no, mom. And I'm like, yeah, you can.
but nobody wanted
to listen to me. I'm like, oh, all right.
No, for sure. You would have been able to, yes, for short-term services. It's something that, you know, with all these state programs, it's very, like, touch and go, and there's so many blind spots, and, like, the process is always so, like, difficult.
Oh, shit.
You got to reach out to the county, and they're never answering, and it's a huge waiting process. But once you get through the process,
goes to a different county, though.
I don't know the
this is going to Tawanda.
System. Oh, wow. I don't know the intersystems of how, which county gets assigned. It's like very, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, it's a very like, you know, once you get through it, it's like, why haven't I done this years ago?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's, mm-hmm. you know, we're just here to help. And it's just, it's a good program. 100 of my clients enjoy it, love it. It just changes their life because they really get, their friends and family are getting paid and they're getting help. So it's a win-win.
Right, right. Well, that's what Jasmine was mentioning to me before when I first talked with her. She said about me taking care of my mom. I'm like, yo, hold on, man. I'm disabled to begin with. And I don't, I love my mother, but I don't want to take care of her.
Yeah.
If that sounds cold, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. I cannot, you know.
If you have to do what's, you know, best, and if you yourself are disabled, it's hard. It's not easy.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. And you know what, if you like these services that your mom is getting, if you liked it, you can always try and get some for yourself. Even if it's just 3-4 hours a week, it could, you know, it can maybe be a help to you.
Well, what exactly do they do? Is it a nurse? How will I know how much, the area on aging, I guess, determines how many hours per week she may need, correct?
So, every agency pays a certain rate. We all pay more or less the same rate. But the way it works is depending on the hours you've been approved, that's going to determine how much you get paid, right? So what county do you live in?
She is in Northampton.
I'm sorry, what was that?
She lives in Northampton County. Northampton.
Northampton. Okay. So to start, the average pay without overtime is $14 an hour just to start. Now, let's say she gets approved like, I don't know, let's say we're talking 50 hours a week, right?
Right.
That's a lot of hours for the agency.
I'm hoping that's because I don't want her by herself. I don't think she can really be by herself.
Right. So, you know, pay rate and everything, that's all can be discussed, like, way down the line. We first have to make sure she gets approved and everything.
Right, right. Well, I'm not seeing a problem with this as we speak.
Yeah, and you know what? If you feel confused about anything or anything comes up, my job is to walk you through it. My job is here to help you. You're not doing this alone. So, like,
okay.
I'm here, and don't feel shy or just call and say, hey, what's going on with this?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how much we can help you out with all of this, okay?
Okay. Well, I will give, if my daughter runs into a situation, I'll give you her name.
Okay.
Her name is Caitlin, C-A-I-T. She goes by Kate.
Okay. And who would, alrighty.
Bethel.
Okay.
She's the one that's doing this for this paperwork. I mean, they sent it to me also, which was cool, you know, but I walked her through setting up a Compass account because then she found, okay. So,
yeah.
And there was a lady that put her name down if there was any problems to call her questions or whatever. So it seemed pretty cut and dry in my opinion. They just want to know what her expenses are, and I told Caitlin, I said, well, just highlight her, you know, her lot rent and her electric, and you know, highlight all that. And, you know, there's no, you know,
it's
she doesn't
very,
have a.
It's very straightforward.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, whatever you can't do, you just could send in something called a grievance letter explaining why you can't send it in. These are very, like, there's always a choice. I mean, to say you're never going to hit a brick wall here. There's things to do. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. All righty. Well, have a great weekend. We'll be in touch next week, and best of luck.
Okay. I'm waiting to hear. I don't know. Who could I call for the area on aging to find out how much they should know by now how much time that they would give my mom, correct?
Oh, no, it doesn't work like that. She had an assessment with the independent enrollment broker, then area and aging, and she filled out a physician's form. All that information gets sent to the county assistant's office. The county assistant's office
done.
is The county assistant's office is going to check if she's financially eligible. Once they check if she's financially eligible, what essentially happens is they let a service coordinator down at her insurance know that she's been approved. A service coordinator gets assigned. She's then going to schedule a third assessment with your mom to determine how many hours she's going to be approved. So we're not there yet.
Okay. I thought maybe they already knew how many hours, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, because, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, no, definitely it's a lot. But listen, we're heading in a good direction. We have a good communication. I expect us to be, you know, ready at sometime November. Okay.
Perfect. That's what I was hoping, like, to hear something like that. So
yeah, no, you know, listen, the faster we get in that financial paperwork, the faster I can reach out to my contacts at the accountant assistant's office, and we can move things along. Okay.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Good to hear from you. Stay in touch.
Yes, we'll do. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.